The new dawn will bring you the new dawn blessing. If you believe, you say amen. If you believe, you say amen. So how are, have we put all things, all the former things behind us? He asked us never to consider all of them. Then verse 19, the promise, the new dawn for you. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it's a spring forth. It's a daily experience. Some of us are still postdating our blessing to February. I will take step after the fasting. You feel that that's when you are charged. You are looking on yourself rather than looking unto God. Fasting does not change God. It's only you can change. But don't wait to that time. Church put her own at the end of the month. So what happened between 1st and 21st? Well, we have secured a new job, new relationship, new contract, new breakthroughs, new conception, and so on and so forth. You are waiting till after the fasting. You are not helping yourself. Now is a spring forth. Now, not tomorrow, not later. God expects you and I to start working, making plans, not just making plans, and taking steps since January 1st. There is no holiday in heaven. January 1st was declared as holiday in Nigeria. Am I correct? And probably all over the world. But can I tell you, in heaven there is no holiday. God is at work in your life every day. His program for your life receives attention from him every day. And if you want to enjoy a new thing, new life, new breakthrough, you can't afford to have a day of holiday. Keep working on your dreams. Keep working on your visions. Keep expanding your tent, the tent of your heart. Keep meditating. I think one of our biggest challenge in life is that we don't sit every day to look at our dreams and our visions. We think about it once in a while, and in most cases, when we have challenge. Remember that we once have a desire like I did before, but it didn't work. You have slept over it. There's no connection between your heart and your dreams. If God asks you to close your prayer request list and read everything inside, maybe it's only one or two you will remember, and you have 38 inside. So what happened to the rest? They are not connected to your heart. And whatever is not connected to your heart, you know that they can't get connected to God. God walks through your heart. But if they are always before you, Moses was telling the people of Israel, he said, write the law. Put it where? In front of you, so that you can read every day. And your children, when they see, they can read also. It must always be at the front of your heart, inside your heart, where every day you go through it. And that's when you get inspiration. You get divine ideas of what to do to get what you want. What step you ought to take to provoke God's attention to your favor. What if you just write and just singing around and just moving around and just confessing around? It's not. New dawn does not work that way. But I'm praying that it will work for you. In Jesus' precious name. So now it's our spring forth. Say, shall you not see it? Shall you not know it? You can only know it when it's written on the tablet of your heart. Before your face, every day, you are going to read it. If possible, write it at the palm of your hand that you can read every day. Not the physical Bible and paper writing. But by all means, go through it every day. think about it every day. Before you know, it becomes cheap. You just see it manifesting. That's how life works. Today, those that we envy, who are far ahead of us, if you ask them, their night is not for sleep throughout. Their night also is not for prayer throughout. As I have been taught, that it's only prayer, 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 prayer. Prayer is good. But can I tell you, the book of Joshua 1 verse 8, he said, thou shalt meditate therein. They are what? They are night. Have a time of looking at your dream for 2026. Examine it. Those visions, the aspirations, your ambitions, what you're asking God, Lord, do this for me. Always go back and look at it. Keep it before your face at all times. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We have said what? Last week? That a new dawn is a divine turning point, which put an end to the pain of yesterday and open you up for the blessing of today. It put a total end to suffering, to sorrow, to poverty, to toiling without result. Making effort, and every effort will make your failure is waiting for you there. This dispensation put an end to that. So a new dawn is opening for you. A new life, a new story, a new breakthrough, a change of life and a change of story completely. It's a turning point from the past. And therefore, you must always put behind you, before you, Lord, I'm in my time and my season of a new thing. Seeing differently from what I have seen, the failure I've seen in the past years, I'm here to see something new again. That's why you cannot sit down with the old testimonies, the old failures. Whatever God has done in your life is here in 2026 to do more for you, and you will get more. If you believe it, you get more. Psalm 30 verse 5, he said, for the anger of the Lord endure for the what? For the moment. In his favor is what? It's life. And weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh what? And we are the money already. The money of our life. The money of 2026. Our era of joy. Nobody in Hope Alive Children Assembly should think small of himself, of herself. Or take failure. Maybe it won't happen. It will happen. It has failed in the past, but nobody is disputing that. But there's a new order. And God said, will you not see it? Will you not know it? I will make rivers to come in the desert doing the impossible. Coming up for you to help you. Will you not see it? Say, I will see it. Glory be to God. So one principal identity of a new dawn is change of story, which you must expect every day. You must expect every day. I want to hammer this in this service, the condition of your heart. You must put it before you every day. My story is changing. My story is changing. Examine every area of your life and ask yourself, where do I want a change to occur? Where do I start from? Because every area of my life must experience that change of story. Glory be to God. So it's a move from glory to new glory, such as never seen before in your life. Seeing new things daily with God's mercies. Renew every day in your life. Lamentation 3, 22 and 23. And last week, we said, what to expect in your new dawn? What should I be expecting? What should be my expectation? What do I want to see? What should I expect to take place in 2026 in my life? I would say in this new dawn, it marks the end of an era. See, number one, it marks an end of an era. And that's the old era that you have lived in. The era you have children without father. The era you are cohabiting with a woman who's not your wife. And you're having children together. And you're dressing yourself as darling and baby. The era of cheating. The era of stealing. That nobody can trust you with his resources or her resources, that money is gone. It's the era where you borrow and never pay back. And it's possible you are here now, you are owing some people. You didn't say, give me. You say, borrow me. They borrow you, never pay them back. You are not even talking about it again. Hi, sister. Hi, brother. You have forgotten about it. It's a bad era. New dawn has come to end that in your life. You must cooperate. The time in your mind that it will stop. You are a Christian, but you still smoke. You smoke weed. You smoke cigarettes. Sometimes you take drug to be high. How much more is drinking? Drinking is part of your life. And you have not seen anything wrong in drinking beer. Instead, you will quote 1 Timothy. Give drink. Drink wine. Go of your what? Of your stomach pain. Do you have ulcer? Trying to justify. But you didn't look at the Bible that say, give strong drink to a man who is what? Ready to perish. You want to perish? You will say no. It is of the flesh. The old head has come to end all this nonsense. To make way for you that you can meet with God. God can show you mercy. The era where you debate the word of God. Because the word of God, that word of God is taking something from you. You say, I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it. It's Old Testament doctrine. But the era, the part of the Bible that says you are blessed in Genesis, you believe it. As if Genesis is in the New Testament. This new era has come to come in that nonsense. Because that has been a big hindrance between you and your blessing. A big hindrance between you and your God. That has hindered God seriously from helping you. He has come several times to attend to your need, but he can't just attend to it. Or what he meets in your hands. New dawn has come to end that bad era. That era of pain and sorrow, of sickness. You have spent huge amount of your income on treating sickness and disease. That devil has come to an end. This is what new era has come to do. New dawn has come to do. To put an end to an era. An era of deceiving yourself, thinking that you are deceiving God. Era of seeing the truth and cover it. Because it affects you. It takes something from you. And last week, number two, we said, what we should expect? We should expect a transformation. Our life being transformed. Being made different from what it used to be in the past. People see you, they close their door. Why? Because they know that you are coming to beg something. They see your call and they will not pick your call. I asked one of my disciples, I said, your WhatsApp, if you read, why is it not turning to blue? He said, sorry, daddy. He said, because people are asking me too much for money. So if I read or don't read, nobody knows whether I read or don't read. I said, then turn my own to blue. He
Yeah, that is not possible for only your own. That will be for everybody. Praise the Lord. But I got a gist from it. Why somebody be calling me and I don't want to quarry his call just because I know the answer already? It's I never chop. He has never called me to ask me, how are you doing? Please, what can I do for you? People think that there are people who can't just do something for others. Everybody has got something, no matter how small it is, to give. Some people have bought clothes for me. And I look at the clothes, the quality of the clothes. And I told my wife, we must wear it, even only once. If you not tell before we come back from service, praise God. But that's what they have. And I thank them. And I pray for them. And I wore the cloth. I will not wear more than once. But they are giving something they have. Everybody has gotten what to give. A transformed life does not depend on what he can get from others. He also struggled to do what? To give. So you should expect that your life should be transformed. And be ready for your life to be transformed. Cooperate with God to transform you. I remember last week, talking about Romans 12 verse 2. About the renewal of our heart. So that we don't get conformed to the system of the world. You should talk to yourself this year that the fornication and adultery you did last year, you will not do it again this year. Enough of it. There are many young girls and young boys carry HIV around. But you know, it doesn't show on their face. You see a young girl of 20-something years who ought to look fresh, but they are looking like our grandmothers. Because their body can't, they don't even know it themselves. You tell you 300, I just give you a figure. It's more than 1 million. I met a very young boy. I call him a young boy. About 22 or 23 years. And there's something I wanted to carry. And when we're walking here, I told him, let me carry this thing up. Ah, say, Daddy, you get power past me. I don't know if you carry him. Huh? I asked my messy, Harry. Say, what? You know how can he? What's the meaning of that? He said that they leave him. If you leave here now, I go sleep with more than 3 women before tomorrow morning. And they come work again tomorrow. So I go get power. What kind of a useless life is that? You can see why many people cannot break through. There are women you sleep with your life, and that's the end of your prosperity. The end, forever and ever, you will never do well. That will knock you up. And that's the end. Just one experience. Be careful. Tell yourself, this year, I will not do it again. All of you young girls who are sleeping around, talk to yourself. It's better you are wearing one uniform, one cloth for 1 month. Let God see that on you. If he will not come to your aid. How do you commit fornication to buy clothes and shoe? When you wear the shoe and the cloth, what comes to your mind? Tell me. Ladies, tell me. What comes to your mind? You, now what they do? Talk now. Because I know that you don't give us money. If they give us money, it's more with you people. More girls. More with the girls. They don't even care. A Christian don't speaking girl befriending a Yahoo boy. Yahoo person. One day they will carry a do plus. And if the plus don't work, you will become plus plus. The plus plus must work. That's the end of your life. Look, young men, listen to me. If you are not a Yahoo boy, but if you're a Yahoo boy, you are part of them. So don't listen.
close your ears. I'm talking to people who separated their life from all this nonsense. Some of the girls you say in church, you can't marry them. They have used them. I will tell you, before you say I want to marry, which girl be my girl here? Where have we talked to? Where no go first? If you are my girl, stand up. Don't have girl in the choir. Chioma, God bless Chioma. You, we don't carry load. Sit down, my friend. I've chopped your money already. I don't need you to stand up again. I want somebody that have not chopped his money. See Chioma here. Who's my guy here? From this side. Enough, my guy. I don't get guy here. Where's man of God? Is they church? Oh, you are not my guys. Please sit down. I want my guy to stand up. Are you my guy? Okay, thank you. If this my guy want to marry this my daughter, we have told you, the best bet for you, come and see us. Say, sir, I see one girl in church. This what we will do to be transformed in 2026. So, everybody, listen to me. I want Mariam. Even though it's not in church, anywhere it may be, anywhere you discover her. Who is that person? You say Chioma. Chioma never married her. In case you want to marry her, you see me. Don't worry, you will not pay much. I won't allow you to pay much. I will stand for you. Yes, that's the bishop. Thank you. You want to marry Chioma? You are expected to come to me first without her not even knowing anything about it. Or you go to the mommy of the church. Mommy, I want to marry this, your daughter. She will tell you, hold on. And if it's somebody you cannot marry, she will tell you, no, fi marry her. It is now wrong for you to go and tell anybody on the earth. I've married Chioma. And mommy, I can say, make her no marry her. They just help your life. We are talking about a transformed life. You think that you are an adult. You say, I have sense. I'm an adult. I have Holy Ghost inside me. I can marry anybody. Some of these girls chasing you around. Man of God. Man of God, sit down. Chioma, sit down. God bless you all. Be careful with them. Are you hearing me? I know you should be a very good man. You have been to this church now for long. Why you never marry? You go marry this year. And I hear we go do the marriage. And that day I'm going to wear blue babadiga for you. Hallelujah. Man of God, do you like it? Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Be transformed. Today, let's move forward. What should you expect? You should expect a new chapter of life. Clean. What did I say? Clean. Clean chapter. God is the one writing on it the way he wrote on the plate of Moses with his own finger. And if God has written prosperity for you, no devil can cancel it except you yourself. You know, Moses broke the tablet by himself, not the devil. So expect in 2026 that you are going to encounter a new chapter. Forget about the old chapter you have read that you are not interested in. Men who have read it about you, they are tired of you. They are not interested, nothing fascinating in it. But there's a new chapter God is writing for every member of Hope Alive Christian Assembly. If you are here, you will join that new chapter. Amen. The new chapter is not written by you. It's written by God, by the finger of God, the way he wrote on the plate, on the slate, sorry, of Moses. With his finger. And whatever God writes for you, nobody can clean it. There's no eraser for it. Even if they paint it with paint, the writing will still appear under the paint. It cannot be altered. It cannot be changed. Expect it.
Isaiah 43 and verse 19. He said, a new thing will I do. That's the new dawn. So you experience an open heaven. Under a new chapter.
That is free from oppression. From frustrations. From looking at your own life and hating yourself. And start crying. And feel that something is wrong with you. And indeed, you may have an evidence that truly something is wrong. That has gone with number one, the end of an era. The era of crying, of weeping, of sorrow, of struggling, pursuing, and never overtake. That has ended. You should expect something new now on your new chapter. So whatever you have known about yourself in the past, they have gone with the old chapter. The new chapter does not have anything negative about you. Everything is new. Like 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold what? All things are new. All things are new. All things are new. All things are new. In the new chapter, God writes your visions, your admissions, your desires into your new chapter. To turn your life around. So it is this new chapter you will carry in your front every day and be reading. Like I said at the beginning of my message. You will never open again the old chapter. Remember them not. That's what the Bible says. And don't consider them as part of your life. They are no more part of your life. There's a new chapter. In that new chapter, there's prosperity, there's sound health, children, marriages, excellent in your academics, breakthrough in contracting, breakthrough in your businesses. Poverty has been removed. God will never on his own write for you poverty. He write prosperity. We are the one that change it to what we are facing today. So close the chapter. What do I do? Now I want to ask you a question. Who has a Bible here? Bible that you can read. Pastor, look at you, please stand up. Let me open to John chapter 1. We are in John chapter 1. Read John chapter 10 for me without opening your Bible. Yes, without opening that place where you have opened. Can you read it? Huh? It's not possible. Why? Because it's not opened. Whatever anybody has known about you in the past is there, is part of your what? Old chapter. You have closed it already. Move on. Face the new chapter. But can I tell you, there will be demonic distractions to tempt you to go and open to what? The old chapter. Refuse to open it. And when they open for you, refuse to read it. Tell them that is my past. I'm no longer there. I'm a new person. I'm a new creature. All things about me are what? And new. If doctor has given any bad report about your health, can I tell you, church? It's part of your old chapter. Don't open it again. In the new one, God said you are clean. You are pure. Your body is sand. Thank you, Pastor. Can you see that? So even devil cannot help you to open the old chapter if you don't go there. Tell nobody. I'm a new person. Especially when you have stopped practicing what was what? In the old chapter. If you are still doing it, you remain there. And you blame yourself. Glory be to God. It's a new chapter for you. And it is free from failure. It is free from hardship.
That's why you cannot bring your bitter experience in the past to the new chapter. It's a place, it's a new seat. Plain. No remembrance of your sin inside that new chapter. May go to you, may see, may remind you, forget about them, move on. Face what God Himself has used His finger to write for you. And everything is word that constitutes His promises to bless your life and your new chapters. Pick what you need. Are you hearing me? Some people now don't need children again. So if God says you are going to have children, will you say amen? No, you are finished giving birth. God bless you, church. By next month, I'll be giving out my daughter. And married. If you are praying for me now to have a newborn baby, should I be your friend? Or start cursing you? At over 60, where will I get the strength to go and start doing gri-gri on the road or everywhere to get money to train a child that I go to born today? No, there are things that becomes late in your life. I pray for everyone here. Everyone, male and female. None of you will start life where life ends. Amen. Say that amen.
Amen.
Say the last amen to confirm it.
Amen.
There's a point where life begins for everybody. There's a point where life ends. No matter how holy you are, life will end there. Because life works with time. And any careless living will bring you to a life at the end of your life. And that's where you want to start. It normally brings tears and brings regret, unfulfillment, lack of joy. May you never, I pray for you again. May you never start life where life ends. There's time that if some of you now are running after meat, am I correct? Any kind of meat, self. Either I let them into you, eat it. Because they see what? Teeth. If you are 100 and something years, you see teeth, meat. You say, what is a meat? I said, but push it. No fish. Even the fish, you use your hand to do what? To squish it and put your hand like a 1 year old baby when you get it. Because you are over 100. There's a time in life that two things we are pursuing now will mean nothing to you. Mean nothing. Yeah, guys, forget it. I've gone beyond this. The time that driving a car is pleasurable, you are happy, you wind up on your AC, enjoy your money. Am I correct? A time coming, they will carry you inside that motor. You are not dead though. You God give you long life. And you are not sick. But by reason of age, to even walk with your leg and sit down inside the motor to drive you will become a problem. They will assist you. Baba, mama, come, grandma, great-grandpa, and escort you to sit down in your own car. And the driver will drive you around. What joy of driving will you derive either at the time you are buying your car? What joy will you derive as a man, as a woman? And they ask you, hey, what drive you car in your life? You say, I have a car. I say, yeah, you have a car. Have you ever driven a car before? He said, no. Because the time the car came, there's no story to do what? To drive it. That will not be your story.
Amen.
Say, that will not be your story.
Amen.
I am praying for everyone here that one time you will come to the church, one person with three cars.
Amen.
Two cars will be escorting your own in there.
And
in case there's anything on the road, a big man does not wait to change tire. He just jumped from one car to what? And then he drive off. That will be your story.
Amen.
Expect that in a new chapter. What I call it? Tell yourself, I have trek enough. You now you are saying, I don't get job. You don't need to get job before you drive a car. It's because you limit your resources, you limit your income, or source of your income. God can embarrass you with the gift of a car and put another car again. So that you don't have money to
take care of the one. You sell one to do business and then take care of the other one. There's no way. Look, God's means of blessing us is so miraculous. But we limit ourselves to what we can do by ourselves. In 2026, you want to enjoy a new chapter. Don't live like a spiritual orphan. Working by yourself, for yourself, with yourself, and everything by what? By yourself. No. There's a helper somewhere. Give me Isaiah 41, verse 10. I hear what God says he will do for you. Fear not, for I am with you. Is God with you? In the next chapter, God, you have God on your side. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I am not a stranger to you. Now me born you, now me get you. You have me behind you. Anywhere you walk, I go, I did there with you. That's what God is saying here. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will do what? I will help you. I will help you. Let God help you in your new chapter. Stop living by yourself, for yourself, with yourself, and everything. Struggling as if there's no helper anywhere. There's a divine helper for you. Engage him. Allow him. Let him introduce you to people. Let him be the one who will hold your hand and take you and say, this person is my daughter. Help her. That is in the name chapter. You enjoying it? In the name of Jesus. So our new dawn is about new possibilities. A renewed vision and dreams. We must uphold that. Number four. Our time is fast spent. Okay, we still have time. Number four. What to expect in our new dawn? Expect divine intervention on daily basis. Expect that you are not going to wait for too long, crying to God that he will not hear you. Oh, this matter now has been here. It's Monday. Today is Friday. I have been singing. I have been dancing. And God has not heard me. No! Part of the new chapter is daily God's intervention in your affairs to end any nonsense that won't embarrass your life. To put an end to anything that will not allow you to resemble him. And when you see the child of a king, you see on him or her a sign of royalty. So that nobody on earth will be to ask, where is your God? Before they ask, God has shown up. Luke chapter 5, where we read. Let's read verse 3 to 6. In the new dawn, nothing can be late for you. Can we read? I enter into one of the sheep, which was Simon's own, and pray him that he will thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the sheep. Now wait, hold on, sir. Don't take this one away. One principal thing you will do to secure his daily intervention in your life is to lend God your life. Give God everything that you are and you have. Let him possess it. Your time, including your body, your talent, that your gift, your money, your material, everything that you are, give it to him. Let him enter your ship the way he entered this man's ship. There were two ships there. Don't forget. Am I correct? The one that John, the son of Zebedee, and James are. And this man's own. Two of them were standing. But he entered that of Simon's own. Allow God to enter into your life. Enter into you. Let him have access to everything that you have. And dictate what will happen to them. Don't tell him, this one, if you do him, it's for me. you are gradually eroding the blessing of God off your life. Let it enter and tell you what to do. He entered the ship. He didn't just see that. He told him, he said, drive the ship down. He was giving command as if he's the owner of the ship. Hey, let me tell you, let God give command to your life because he's the owner of your life. And let me see the devil that will limit your way in 2026. Let it own you. Let it possess you. Keep nothing from him like Peter did. Can we go to verse 4, sir? And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your what? Let me tell you, God has never used anybody who too late surrendered himself or herself to God. And he left empty. I am an example. And there are several people here in the church who are example, who don't have sense like me. When it comes to God, they lost their sense. Except does not affect God. They had to die and give everything and their life to it. They have testimony. They are the one building houses, buy cars, getting married. They are the one who own businesses that we can be proud of today. And say, at least as a pastor, my son or my daughter own this business and is thriving well. If God were to come to this church as a human being and he needed 100,000 naira, there are people in this church he can come to. No, God doesn't beg for people. But if God were to beg, there are people he can never enter because he knows they don't even have. And if they have, they will not let it go. But the individual who have left their sheep to God, that's where you get the inspiration of when to launch your own net. The net of your business. You are dancing around one room, a ballot shop, one room, a shop, one office, stinking, full of dust. No activity. Let me tell you, if you allow God to take over that business from you, and you give it to him. When we did our inauguration on 23rd of May, 2009, my mentor, who did the groundbreaking for us, I can never forget the instruction he gave me before everybody. He said, let God run Hakka for you. Don't run it for him. From that day, I knew that I was just an employee of God here. I own nothing. I do nothing. My own is to ask my boss, where are we going today? What are we doing today? So what should we put in my heart? The matter is done. See somebody that he intervened in his life. He first took what they have. Use it. Then ask them, you have, look, okay, let's go to verse 5. I hear that response. And Simon answered, very sincere man, unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night. Maybe probably have toiled all the years. I have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Now I say that your past experience, the failure you have encountered, the pain you have went through in life, has no relationship with what God wants to do in 2026. It doesn't. Stop looking back. Look forward. Look into the new chapters. Look into it. Waiting God right inside for me. That thing you are looking for that will make you happy is there inside. Stand by it. Stand for it. Wait for it. And you are enjoying it. Very simple. He used this man. And in verse 6, the man was astonished. Say, which kind of thing? You have to say, they had a net breaking cut. But you know where it started from? Before God could intervene, he used them. Are you so wise that God cannot use you? Are you so smart that God cannot near you? That's why you are where you are. What interests me in my life is not what God will do for me. Oh. Because I can't remember when last I kneel down and tell him, Lord, do this for me. If I have a thought, a prayer, a thanksgiving in my heart, 99% of it is thanking him and thinking of what I can do for him. Asking him, Lord, what can my life be useful for? The little you have given me, what can it be used for? What will be the use that will glorify your name? Men who have crossed to that part of life, they never have a need that cannot be met in their life. And they never suffer pressure or need that cannot be met. I'm pleading with you to allow God to intervene in your life every day. But it is simple logic, the simple truth about it. Glory be to God. Because God makes a way where there's none. So he brings fresh grace and power. But it is only where you have allowed him to intervene. And this year he will intervene. And the last for today is number 5. What you must expect. Expect the breaking of limitations. Things that have limited men in your family. In your home, some is debt, some is foolishness. God has blessed them, but they may use the money. They are blessing. They are hard breakthrough, but nobody benefit from it. They ate alone and wasted their life on things that have no future. Expect God in this time to break your life. God, there are limiting factors to break your life from them. Limitation of any kind. They go with the new era. But to expect a breaking of it and into a new life that is void of limitations. You must allow God to intervene and allow God to do it for you. Because there shall be no carryover for anybody here. Of any limitation that has been in the past. Probably your father, your mother has suffered setback. That's a limitation. Tell yourself, in this new chapter, every day, please open this chapter. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
The one way God writes with his finger for you, which include your desire, include what you want, include all your prayers. That if God do it today, your life will take a new turn completely. It's there inside. Now here I am. It's not your prayer list. It's reading. It's reading his new chapter for you. His thought. His plan. Whatever limited our fathers and our mothers will not limit us. What our father and our mother pass through in life will not go through them. Those are their limiting factors. But for us, it's a stepping stone to higher ground. If you believe, you say amen.
Amen.
Philippians 4 and verse 13 says, I can do all things. Through Christ that do what? That strengthen me. That means for you, no limitation. You can do all things. Never in your life imagine that something is too big for you. Or something is too early for you to achieve. I'm too young for this. You are never too young for anything that is good for your life. Probably you are a single girl here, and God has blessed you, but you refuse to buy a motor. Because if I buy a motor, I'm not going to marry. The man will go marry you without a car. Like if you buy a car, enough to marry you. It's not worth of you. The man know what he doesn't want be your husband. My friend, go and buy your car tomorrow. Ride your car. You will meet your type. Are you hearing me? What did I say? You will meet your type. Probably a man that has got two cars.
and looking for a successful woman to marry, but I will not be a liability on his neck. Uh-huh. How are you meeting that, sir? It takes a village man to be afraid of a woman's breakthrough. With a village sense. No village sense? Say, eh? If you go marry a girl, we get money, we don't get work. No. They want to marry a girl they'll put in the house and tell her, I'm going. When I'm coming, I want to eat by the arm. You know who get work? So they will get, the girl will ask, I don't get no food though. They say, check my cupboard there, take 1,000. I know how much they there. Don't take more than what? Buy my, and they will spend for her. Buy Maggie 200. Buy fish 600. Buy with this. They will spend the 1,000 for her and go. So if her father is sick, her mother is sick, her siblings need her, she's useless. Don't marry short man. It's better you remain unmarried. May I see your face like this? Put powder. Are you hearing me? And look where. I will meet in heaven. And to go and marry a man that will take you to hell. Because every day your heart, you are what? You are bitter. There's no joy. Even though dress well, no one will let you dress well. I've seen something this my small life. Oh. Say, no, you can't dress well. Where did they go? Who they look you? That's all right, nobody. That's all right. All right. I can do all things through Christ that do what? I've read for you Isaiah 41 and verse 10. He said he will help you. It's part of breaking limitations. And when God comes down to help you, nothing can limit you again. Now, a word of caution. You must have identity in Christ. Your parents may not have it. And so those forces overpower them. But you must make sure that you have what? Identity in Christ. And then rely on God for his help. Rely on him to help you. In 2026, don't visit fake prophets. Don't go to prayer houses. Stop it. You have gone. God, what do you bring from there? That won't make it to be like this. They have shut down the glory of God over your life and make you look like ordinary human being. Meanwhile, you are not ordinary. Sit down where God put you. You want to pray? See plenty place to pray. No go mountain. What did I say? Because it's only mountain that when people are praying, according to the book, they go there. Somebody will come and meet you and say, come. When you were praying, sir, they'll put Saul so that you can listen well. They'll put Saul. And they, as I'm talking, they're looking at your face, at your flesh. If you shine, that means you're the top well. I say the glory of God. If I see you going and Oyibo people, white people, were following you behind and clapping for you, I see your business in abroad. And when I do, I say, Lord, what is this? God showed me green passport. Hey, they are all liars. No go there. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
They are deceivers. So because I've seen that this guy is fresh, so I can help you. Give me your number. Any day they collect your number, you are finished. You're not going to sleep again. They'll be calling you 24 hours. They will defraud you of all that God has given you. Run away from them. In 2026, make up your mind that you will rely only on God, not on fake prophecies. Your number is 080-333-777-999. Hey! Your name is Ifeanyi. Say yeah! There's a man, there's a woman behind your house. Tall, black. Every day, they want sitting down your glory. An innocent person. And there's also a fat woman, black, in behind her house. So this man just go and take the woman's enemy. In 2026, if you truly want God's intervention and enjoy a new chapter,
Don't near them. Rely on God. God is enough for you. They are the people you cannot dress well to their church. So I will get money. Be careful. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have identity in Christ and rely on God. What God cannot give you, don't look for it. It's not good for you. God bless you. 2026 will be a great year for you. Nothing will limit you in 2026. You will go higher. You will make progress. You will go upward. In Jesus' precious name. Can you please rise up?